Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The NBA, the National Basketball Association, has suspended its season until further notice. The announcement came last night after a player on the Utah Jazz preliminarily tested positive for coronavirus. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us this morning with more details. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So, as I understand this, the NBA was meeting yesterday to determine how it would proceed and whether the league would play games in empty arenas in the middle of the outbreak, and then came last night. What happened last night?
Yeah, it all started at the game between the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder. This was in Oklahoma City. And then right before tip-off, in an arena filled with fans, the head of the Thunder's medical staff rushed onto the floor, pulled aside game officials, and there was basically a concern about players on the Jazz being ill, and in very short order, the officials communicated with the league, the game was postponed, and fans were told to leave the arena. It was confirmed that one of the Jazz players, center Rudy Gobert, had a positive test for the coronavirus. The results had actually come back right before tip-off, and so within about an hour of that game being called off, the league suspended the season, and the Jazz players were actually quarantined at the arena.
Now, the Celtics did not play last night, but they did play the Utah Jazz last Friday, March 6th. What's been the Celtics' reaction and the league's reaction?
Yeah, we're awaiting some sort of statement from the Celtics. And as you mentioned, there was that game on March 6th. Rudy Gobert was playing in that game. He played almost 33 minutes that night. There are reports that the Celtics will have to self-quarantine and just awaiting for more information on how the Celtics and, quite frankly, other teams who played the Jazz in recent days will have to proceed. And I think across the league, what I was hearing late last night was just complete shock, but also sort of impressed with how quickly the NBA had acted.
So any idea yet how the NBA proceeds from here? This is a little bit of uncharted territory.
Yeah, exactly. This is uncharted territory. And it escalated very fast and could still escalate more in terms of how many players are involved. The one thing you learn from covering pro sports is just when one player gets sick with anything, how quickly it can go through a locker room. And because, the teams spend so much time together. So, again, uncharted territory. I think there is some hope in some corners of the NBA that they might be able to pick it up for the playoffs and just have the standings where they are now and just continue when the playoffs would have started. The playoffs were planning to start on April 18th.
All right. Looking at the bigger picture, how do you think the NBA decision affects the rest of the rich sports landscape in Boston and across the rest of the country?
Well, I mean, other teams have got to be thinking now and scrutinizing their own policies, revisiting what they were going to do. I think people are starting to think, okay, now games without fans seem like more of a likelihood. And I think other pro leagues are going to be under more scrutiny and really more pressure to change their policies going forward. And already yesterday, before this happened, you had the NCAA tournament. All NCAA winter championships are now going to be played in front of only essential staff and limited number of family members. So far, organizers of the Boston Marathon say next month's event will go on, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said yesterday that a final decision is coming soon. I think the only certainty we have with this situation is that it's fast evolving, with more developments to come in the days ahead.
You know, I'd like to know how the marathon plans on handling water stations if it decides to go ahead with the race, since, a lot of hands are touching those cups and bottles of water that are sitting on those tables or along the route.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, I think of having been in the starting corral at the Boston Marathon in Hopkinton at the start line, and, just a lot of people packed in very tight, blowing noses, coughing. I mean, there are so many variables when you're dealing with a marathon. So there's a lot that has to be thought through with that big event in particular.
All right, more in the days and weeks ahead. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.